Okay, today's daf is Kelayim, daf Pei Aleph, 81. We are towards the end, the fourth to last daf here in Maseches Kelayim, and we are on Pei Amid Beis, discussing the last moments, as we saw, of Rebbe's life. Nobody should say, and we had the report that Bar Kapara gave, and we had other inyanim of rabbis discussing other rabbis and giving kavod in the bathhouse. What we're up to now, the last line we just said was that the great Rebbe Chiya Rabba, and whether they were going to bury Rav Huna inside, as we're about to see that story. But the last story that we mentioned was Rabbi Yossi fasted, Rabbi Reish Lakish fasted in order to get a vision of Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Rabbi Yossi at the end did get a vision. Reish Lakish didn't get a vision, and Reish Lakish was bothered. Why didn't I get a vision? He fasted 300 fasts, and he didn't get a vision of Rabbi Chiya Rabba. And he was upset, and he said, what's wrong with my Torah? Right? His Torah and my Torah, what's the wrong? What? So they said to him, you learned a lot of Torah. He taught a lot of Torah. Right? The difference, Amrin le at havesa gali melef, Vahu avi gali malfa. Right, that was the last line on Pei Amid Beis. Relating to that is the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya was the master that spread Torah. The Gemara comes up in two places, Bamitzia and Iksubis. Just to read it, maybe from Bamitzia. The Gemara says there, and actually let's read it in Iksubis because that's the more parallel one to our Gemara. Our Gemara, the end of Iksubis is the Gemara is that. That appear here. So if you look in Ksubis, in these Gemaras, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Gimel Amebeis that Rabbi Chiya is having a machlokas with Rabbi Chanina. Amale Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Chiya. Bahadi didi minsis, you're fighting with me, you're arguing with me. My derech is correct. Because if Torah is ever forgotten in Israel, I'm going to get it back with my genius. Right, with my pilpul, I'm going to be able to get the Torah back. So don't worry, everything is safe. And Rabbi Chiya says, I have a better approach. Right, they're just arguing, they're not arguing chas v'shalom about arrogance. They're arguing about what the best approach is, and we'll talk about this in a minute. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, ani avdi de la mishlacha Torah miYisrael. You're going to bring it back with your genius, I'm going to make sure it's not forgotten in the first place. How is that? Daisina kitna v'shadina, I'm going to take cotton, and or linen, right, related to Kelayim, and planted with Galdilna Nishbi, and take the seeds and grow nets, and make it with Sadin Atavia, and then trap deer. Umachilna Bistro Liasmi, I'm going to give the meat to the orphans. Va'arichna Megilsa Mimashki Atavia, I'm going to make scrolls from the skin, from the hides. V'salikna Lamasa Delespe Mikri Dardiki, I'm going to go to a place where they don't have any rabbis. No mikri dardaki. V'kasivna chamisha chumshe l'chamshi yinuke. I'm going to write the Torah down. I'm going to write the five books of the Torah on five different scrolls and give it to five different boys. Umasnina shisha sidri l'shisha yinuke. And I'm going to teach Torah, the six sidarim, to shisha yinuke and to the six children. The kol chad v'chad. Right? So I'm going to write down five and I'm going to teach the other five. Amrilei asni sidrach l'chavrach. And I'm going to tell them all, after you learn what you need to learn, then teach it to your friends. Then teach it to your friends. These 11 boys. V'hainu da'ama Rebbe kamagdola ma'isachia. That's why Rebbe said, when a Rebbe in our Gemara is talking about the godless of Rebbe Chiya, that's what Rebbe said, how great are ma'isachia, in terms of the making sure that Torah is not forgotten, but that dovetails with our line here, where the Gemara says that you can't compare it to his teaching of Torah, his spreading of Torah. That was Rebbe Chiya's greatness, that he spread the Torah, he didn't just teach the Torah. The Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara, the same Gemara appears in Bava Metzia Pehei, on that Gemara, the Ben Yehoyada wonders, so what's the Nekudas Machlokas between Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Chiya? Rabbi Chanina said, I'm going to get it back with my genius if Torah is forgotten. Rabbi Chiya says, I'm going to make sure it's not forgotten. So the Ben Yoyada says, or the Ben Ishchai, Bevadai lo haya b'nei machlokes emuriva chitzonis chas v'shalom. This wasn't just a surface machlokes. Ela merivim l'shem shamayim. V'gam dvarim elu sheyatsim yivim l'shem shamayim v'lo b'der gaiva chas v'shalom. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, if somebody is a super duper wise genius of a Jew, can he just focus on that? Can he focus on that purely and not really focus on chesed, on sharing it? That was Rabbi Chanina's approach. And others will do fulfill the chesed. And Rabbi Chiya says, no, you got to do both. You got to figure out a way. La'olam achoz bazev gamizeh al tanach yodecha. She yasek b'torah u gemilas chasadim. And guess what? The Gemara says that's what wins. That's what wins. You could be the smartest, biggest genius. What wins? Chesed wins with Torah. Rabbi Chiya heishiv lo divrei tam lahefech. Delachazik svaraso. Shein roy lazov gemilas chesed legamrei. Yan ki efsho lemalos hachisara na yidei gemilas chasadim. And that's what he says, and that's of course what we assume every mamor chazal yafet Torah im derech eretz yafet Torah voting gemilas chasadim, right? All the obviously Torah is the central pillar, but chesed cannot be forgotten. The Petuchi Chosam, the Hagdama of the Yaradei of the Chasam Sofer, where he talks about Avraham versus Chanoch, where Avraham Avinu says the Chasam Sofer might have reached even higher levels than Chanoch. Chanoch connected to Hashem, and Hashem took him. He never died. Kilakachoto alokim. And Avraham Avinu, you don't think he could have reached the levels of Chanoch? Of course he could have. But he knew that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. Hashem wanted him to share the Torah. Not just learn Torah himself, but to share it and to connect in that way. And that's what made Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu. That's what made him the first of our Avos. The Maritz Chayis also has an interesting diuk on this Gemara. This Maritz Chayis is in Bamitzia, there on Daf Pehei. The Gemara says, what did Rav Chiya do? He caught deer, he took scrolls, and he took five scrolls and wrote down the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. And then he taught Shisa Sidri to the Mishnah, to the six other children. Why doesn't it say he wrote down on five scrolls the five books of the Torah, and he wrote down on six scrolls? So most of us, I think I said it, the way I said it yesterday was that I even glossed over that because I don't want to get into details. He took out 11. No, five. It says he wrote down the Chumash and he taught the Mishnah. Says the Maritz Chayis, I think this proves, like the Shittas of the Rishonim, that really the Torah was not the Mishnah wasn't written down until generations later. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi gets the credit for compiling it. But the compiling it and getting it ready for writing, the final product of the writing wasn't done until generations later. That's what the Maritz Chayis says in a number of places. But he says it right here. That's his diuk. That's why he says Rabbi Chiya wrote down the Chumash and did not, and taught the Mishnah. It's clear that the Mishnah was formalized. And it was Rebbe was the same generation. So, b'bnei sha mishnah lo nechtava adayin bezman Rebbe Chiya, rak bezman ha'acharon, ayin erev in samach beis. Relating to Abaya, v'diktek, afilu os achas, hare afilu bezman Abaya lo haisa davar halacha k'suva. Even in the later Amorayim, bezman Abaya, mikoshikin b'yimei Rebbe Chiya, u'mipizeh amar u'masnisa, v'gabe chamish yichum jitorah, nokhet v'kasivna. Amazing diak, and he continues, v'chulu. Okay, so this is relating to the greatness of Rabbi Chiya and the fact that he taught Torah and didn't just learn Torah. So now we're up to, see about the eight lines from the bottom, on Daf Pei Amid Beis. Kadamach Rav Huna Reish Galusa Askune Lahacha. When Rav Huna died, they brought him here. They brought him to Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we're learning Talmud Yerushalmi. So when it says here, right, it means Eretz Yisrael. There means Bavel. So Amrin, on Anan Yavinle, where are we going to put him? Where are we going to bury him? Rav Huna was, can imagine the godless of Rav Huna. Amrin, Nisine, Gabe, Rav Chiya Ruba. Let's put him in the crypt of Rav Chiya the Great. To whom minted hon? Because he's in that, Parafolda says, min mishpachto. Right? Maybe he said that he's from that family. From the family. Maybe it means not just from the biological family. He's from that quality of godless. You know, and they thought Rav Huna belongs there. Amrin man bo yevlei. Who's going to bring him in? Who would dare go into Rabbi Chiya's crypt? Right? Who's going to bring Rav Huna in? Amr Rav Chagai, ana alil yevlei. I'll go in. He volunteers. He's going to go in. Right, Rabosai, we had to wait 80 daf to get Gemaras like this in Maseches Kelayim, but they're here. Right? Ana alil yevlei. I'll bring him in. Amrulei ilseich adboy. Very unusual. They say to him, you're just making up that excuse that you're going to bring him in. Why? Da'at Varsov, you yourself are very old by now. Right? You're going to go in. What's going to happen? You might die there. Hey, look what happened. I'm here. I'm in Rav Chiya's crypt. Va'at boy me'o meisav l'chataman. You want to go in. You want to go in, which is very unusual. This must have been just like characters that said that, not the other. Right? There's a Gemara in Brachas, I think, around Daf Yotes, but the Gemara says it's a very not appropriate to be Dalakav Chova, certain rabbis, in terms of decisions that they make, and say that they're biased about something. Remember that Gemara? It's actually, I think, it's a Mishnah in Idios. The Gemara there in Brachas Yotes quotes that the Gemara there has a halacha, whether you're mashkin es hagioris ves hamashachreres, when you give the meisota water, do you give it to converts, to daughters, to girls who are converts? And there was a machlokas there, and between, I forgot the two, Rabbi Lazar, Chachamim, and Shmai and Avtalion said that we paskin mashkin, you give the sota waters. And the Gemara there says, dugma hishkuha. There are other rabbis that said, oh, you know why Shmai and Avtalion said that? Because they come from Gerim. So they want people to think that converts are exactly like born Jews. And the Gemara says there that the ones who said that, maybe it was a copy by Mahalalel, and the Gemara then says, Mahalalel would never have said that. That kind of thing, to say that they were biased in their decision based on personal negius, right, that would never. But anyway, here, the Gemara says to, that they say to Rabbi Chagai, come on, you're an old man, that's why you want that. So Amalon, he says to them, yeah, you think so? You know, do this. Yavun Meshichta Baragle, put a rope on my leg. The in Anyas, and if I stay there too long and you think that something might have happened, Atun Garshan, just pull me out. Pull me out. I don't have to stay there. Pull me out. This is the closest we get in Chazal Bavli Yerushalmi to the idea of putting the rope on the Kohen Gadol's leg in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's not in Bavli Yerushalmi anywhere. They go, that's a Zohar. There's a Zohar like that. But it's not in Bavli and Yerushalmi, but this is the closest that we get. That the it was on the leg. Rav Chagai says, you know, you could pull me out. Pull me out of Rav Chiya's kefir. All the Ashko Tlas Dinans, Dunin. So he went in and he saw they were having a discussion. Rav Chiya, who had previously died, was having a discussion, talking about who's going to be buried in there. Yehuda Bana Yacharecha, the Einod. My son Yehuda, Rav Chiya had two sons. Says, Yehuda, you could come in. Nobody after you. The Einod. Chizkiya Bani Yacharecha, the Einod. Right, my son Chizkiya, you could after you. The Eino, nobody else. Those two. And Acharecha, and after you, Yosef ben Yisrael, the Eino. He was nicknamed himself Yosef. Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef the Sheva. Sheva Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik, the Eino. Marafulda on top, who Yosef HaTzadik. And that's it. Somehow he connected to Yosef, who supported all of the generation. Maybe Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was already dead, so he's not talking about alive. But he heard this conversation. The Einod Mara Fulda on top. Umidavar Hazeh, and from this conversation, that there were only three, he says, my two sons and Yosef, meaning me, Midavar Hazeh Haven Rabbi Chagai, Shein Roy Shia Rav Huna Nikvar Sham. So Rav Chagai understood that, you know, there's no room for Rav Huna, because there was only three that were discussed. So what happens? Talas Einoi Mistakla, he starts lifting up his eyes to see, like, who's talking, to see Rabbi Chiya. The vision of Rabbi Chiya. Is Amarle, or it's one word, Marafulda has it, Is Amarle. A voice comes out and says, Afich, Afich, don't look! Put your eyes down. Don't look, it's gonna hurt you. Now, what does it sound like? Remember the Elisha ben Avuya story, right? The ones who looked, right, were led astray. Only Rabbi Chiya didn't look. He said, don't look when you see Mayim, Mayim, at all these Kabbalistic sources. Afich, Afich, don't look! Shamal called Rabbi Chiya Rabba. He hears Rabbi Chiya's voice then. Amar le Rav Yehuda Bray. He says to Rav Yehuda, his son, Nafish le Rav Huna. There's space for Rav Huna. Yasiv le, let him sit. Let Rav Huna come in. Let Rav Huna come in. V'lokabli lavi meisiv le. Rav Huna, again, this is all very deep, that we don't understand that all, that these were all people who were already dead having conversations. Rav Huna says, no, I don't want, he was an unof, he was, humility, did not let him, maybe because of the first conversation he realized maybe he wasn't supposed to be there, but either way, Rav Huna didn't want to be placed in Rav Chiya's kever. Amrin, Rav Chiya sees the humility of Rav Huna and says, Kama de lo kabli lovi mesavle, because you didn't accept to sit, to take that kavod, Kanzarise lopaskala olam. Your descendants shall never stop. Your descendants shall be forever and ever, right? Every little action that we do affects generations. We have to recognize that. That's what we see from this Gemara. Every action that we do, every little act of humility, every little act of kindness affects generations. Kanzarisi lepaskal olam. V'yatsa misham and Rav Chagai made it out. Right, against those that said that he was wanted to just go in there and die in there. No, he made it out. They didn't have to use the rope. He was 80. V'nechbu l'shana, and he lived another 80 years. Lived another 80 years. So, of course, take that, those who were being upset at him. Okay, Viter. Getting back to burial in Eretz Yisrael. Ksiv. Unasasani, mimitzai mikvartani mikvurasam. Remember, Yaakov Avinu says this at the beginning of Vayechi. So Yaakov, and again, this Gemara goes with the Gemara at the end of Ksupis to talk about the Kfur and Eretz Yisrael and the Zechuyos. Yaakov, kolhein dehu. Yaakov, wherever he is, he's the same person. Mahu minchi, what's he lacking? Meaning, why is he forcing them to carry his body up to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan at that time? Rabbi Elazar Amar, Dvarim Bagav. There must be something, some hidden secrets here about burial in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Dvarim Bagav. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Dvarim Bagav. There are secret things here. Ma'ud Varam Bagav, what does that mean? Rish Shimon Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Es Halech Lefnei Hashem Ba'artu Sachayim. Right, the Pazik says in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, I'm going to walk in the land of the living. Different chazals, what is the land of the living referring to? Right, is it referring to Olam Haba? Right, that's one pshat. I'm going to walk in the land of the living, or does it mean Eretz Yisrael? Halo, Ein Artu Sachayim El Tzur V'Chavroseha. So ask Rish Lakish, what do you mean? The land of the living, where do you have the best life? Go to Tsur, go to Tyre up north and the suburbs. Kesar and Vachavrusea, go to Kesari. Taman Zula, Taman Sufa, there things are cheap, there's satiation there. There you want to enjoy yourself, you go to these places. So is that Eretz Achayim? Is that the land to live it up? So, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, B'Shem Bar Kapara, Eretz Shemeseha Chayin Tchila Libos HaMashiach. Right? Tchias HaMesim is going to start in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and that's the zchus. Right, there are other sources that talk about it's going to start in Har HaZesim. Right, and that's the zchus of being very closer to the Makom HaMikdash. But at least right here, Chazal say, right, Eretz Yisrael, that's the land of the living, the land that they're going to be alive first. Right, Tchias HaMesim is going to start. Matam, we don't in Yerushalmi often that means not what the reason is. What's the source? Matam, no say neshama la'am aleha. Give a neshama, give a soul to the land, to the nation that is on it, on Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Elamiyatar Abbasina Shabagola Hifsidu. And what about the great rabbis buried in Galus? They're going to lose? They're not going to have Tchias HaMesim? So the answer is no. Amar of Simai, Machlet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefnei Mesa'aretz. Hashem is going to make tunnels. Hashem is going to make tunnels. Right? The Marafolda. No cave, Ozlam Mechilos. Fein Mesgalgalin Kenodos, they're going to roll. They're going to roll. The Gilgal Machilos, as the Gemara talks about elsewhere. They're going to roll there, underneath the ground. And once they come to Eretz Yisrael, Nafshan Chozro Salehen, then their soul will come back to them. Umatam, and what's the source for that? What's the source for that? Again, the Pasuk here is in Yechezkel. The Pasuk says, V'nasati ruchi bachem, I will put my soul in them, and I'll cause them to be alive, and I will place them on your land. Right, so that's what Eretz Yisrael has Tchias HaMesim, and even those in Chutz La'aretz are first going to roll, and then come to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, the Gemara here says that, you know, well, why did Yaakov Avinu, you know, want to be buried in Eretz Canaan? You know, what's the big deal? So the Gemara says, the schus of being buried in Eretz Canaan. If you remember Rashi in Vayechi has three different pshatim. You know, why did Yaakov Avinu say this? Right? Rashi says, based on Chazal, I'll not take Radim Yimitzrayim. Rashi says three different reasons. Sofolios Afrakidim, number one, I don't want my body to have lice all over it. Right? All the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Mitzrayim, right? The third Makkah. Right, is going to be Kinim. V'she'ein meisei chutz la'aretz chayin el b'tzar gilgul mechilos. And number two, I don't want to roll. Right, like our Gemara says, I don't want to roll. V'shalo yasuni mitzrayim avodah zara. And I don't want them to make me into, I don't want them to serve me. You know, they know that stopped the famine and the water rose. So I don't want them to make me avodah zara. So that's why I don't want to be buried. There are three different reasons. The Gur Aryeh, very interesting. He quotes, right, he says, Rashi is quoting this from Bereishis Rabbah, from the Medrash, and he says, Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mefarshim, and in the footnote it quotes, Lo Matzasi Mekoro, I don't know which Mefarshim say this, he says, you need all three ta'amim. You need all three reasons. of Yaakov Avinu. I don't want to become lice. I don't want to roll, and I don't want them to make me have a zara. He says, because if you only have, I'm not going to go through the whole maral here, but he look in the Gur Aryeh, I'll just read the beginning. He says, if you only have the reason of the kinim dirt, that's only, that would only be if it's in actual dirt. But what if you would be in a coffin and put in the river, or kippah in a rock, in a rocky, in a crypt, then you don't have to worry about kinim. Right, kinim, only the dirt became kinim, but rock or the Nile didn't become kinim. So if the reason was only kinim, then there's a way not to have to take Yaakov Avinu up to Eretz Canaan. And if you only had the Avodah Zarah reason, that's not enough, because that would be only if they would make him into like a mausoleum. Right? When do they worship? If somebody's buried underground, they're not going to start worshiping you. They're going to start worshiping you if you put like yourself into above ground, like in Russia. Right, where they have their leaders. She was swerved, she's like, Kachlo Nikbar, why wasn't this person buried? Because she have to also, so that you serve him. But if he's buried in the ground, nobody makes him into Avodah Zarah. They know he's in the ground. And if you only had those two, if you only had the Kinim reason and you only had the Avodah Zarah reason, so just take him right outside the land of Mitzrayim. Right? Because only in Mitzrayim does it become Kinim, and you have to take him all the way to Eretz Canaan. You have to schlep him all the way up to Chevron, to Maris Machpelah, right? You carve him Chutzlars Miyad. Rosh Shlo Yeber, just don't be in Maris Mitzrayim. Ah, that's why you need the Gilgal Mechilas reason. So that's why you need all three reasons. And then he goes back to why can't you just have the other reasons? But this is the Amaral. And then he says at the end, after he goes through this whole lumdus about why you need all three, he says, Uvachol Pilpul Ein Zetzarech. Anyway, I don't think you have to go through all this whole pilpul about why you need all three. Because I think all three are hinted to in the Pasuk itself. I think the pasuk itself. What does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk say? Number one, I'll not take Barani b'Mitzrayim. What does that mean? I don't want to be in the dirt. I don't want to become lice. And then unisasani mi'Mitzrayim, carry me up because I don't want to become a avodah zarah. Ukvartani b'kfurasam, and put me into the ma'ara maras ma'pela because they're gonna. That's where Tchias Vesem is gonna happen. So that's what he thinks that the three phrases that Yahweh to use is alludes to these three reasons. But again, those three reasons are not mentioned here in the Gemara. Here it just mentions the I guess one of them in terms of the Gilgal Mechilos that he wants Tchias Vesem to happen first there. Burial obviously in Eretz Yisrael is a schus gadol. There is much to talk about. There is an interesting again. There is a schus if a nifter expresses to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, obviously it's something to do, according to most poskim, I would say. According to most poskim. We're going to have a little bit later in the Gemara here, one line, I'll already foreshadow, where one of the Amoraim was coming, and one of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael said, oh, so we're not good enough when they're alive. Only when they're dead they come here, right? Which just sounds like it's a kitrug to not live in Eretz Yisrael and then be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So there is some evidence. I think there's an Abarbanel about that. I saw a long time ago. I think there's an Abarbanel about that. But, you know, there are many that take the Pashup shot that if you can't at least live there, or if you don't at least live there, at least die there. So he talks about in Ramosha, in Yeridea, Beis Kufnun Dalet talks about moving a body to Eretz Yisrael. Do you have to be worried about the bizayon about the other niftarim that are left in the cemetery? Oh, we're not good enough neighbors for you. You got to move. You think that we're second fiddle? And Ramosha says that's not why that they're that's not a problem. He says Bizayon Shar Mesim is only where you're taking him to another equal place, right? But if and also if you don't bury him right away, but if he's been there for years. I've lived here for years. You know, when people retire after 30 years, what they're saying they don't like the weather where they are now. There's nothing wrong with their neighbors, right? So Ramosha says, although kishakavru kfar hari harish anichalo beetsam lanuach etzal amesim shebesak varzeh viavinu kolaroim shirak tamacher yishlo shemefanim osol liikavim malkam acher v'lo mishim shol nichalo lanuach. Right? They want to go to Florida. It's nicer weather, right? Not that they don't like where they are, right? Lahavdil. Obviously. So they don't, so that's what Ramosha says, in a tshuva in 1965. One other tshuva, fascinating. I didn't do the research. How many tshuvas does the title of the tshuva have a name of somebody in Ramosha? A lot of the tshuvas are written to somebody. But the name of the tshuva is always, you know, what the tshuva is about. Be'inyin, moving somebody to Eretz Yisrael. Be'inyin this. So listen to this one. Gimel, Kufnun Gimel in Yaradeya. Be'inyin Pinu Yatsamos Hasar Moshe Montefiore La'Eretz Yisrael. That's the name of the tshuva. Moving Moshe Montefiore and his wife's bones to Eretz Yisrael. Right? 1978. Tafshin Lamed Ches. So he was asked, could they move him from Chutz Laaretz? Says Rav Moshe, Isser Gamor. He never expressed that he wanted to go, right? He dafka, when he was a very old man, he stayed where he was. You think because he did so much for Eretz Yisrael that it'll be a schus for him, but he never said that. He never told you he should. Asur. Lo rak mitzad iser pidi ameshu gamkin iser shibitzad ze ulay amakom lomar deleka iser kshakavadasam lefanosal Eretz Yisrael. But he says, Madua, you're worried about him? And what about every other great rabbi in the world? Why are you not worried about all the Rishonim and all the other Achronim throughout the land, throughout the world? Well, you're just worried about him? The Gaone Sfarad and the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. He says, Hutziva, he wanted to be buried in his hometown. Be'irosha b'chutz laretz. Avshe yodam Eretz Yisrael, even though he did a lot. Umeirov ritzono lios nikvar be'iro b'chutz laretz lo ba af b'yam av ha'achronim. She'yazakin muflag lihishar be'eretz Yisrael v'lamosham likavarsham. So you saw he didn't want to. For whatever reason, he did great things, but that's the Rav Moshe. So again, I don't know how many titles of tshuvas have names in it, but there it is. Yoredeya Gimel Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Brachia Shal Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo Shal Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami Shal Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar Shal Rabbi Chanina, Vista Amir, Rabbi Chanina Shal Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi. Afil Karn Yorvim Ben Avav Achaveirav. Is even Rishaim going to have the schus of Tchias HaMesim? Like Yeravim ben Nevat in Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lei, Gafris v'melach Sreifa Kalarza. The pasuk by, right, destruction of Gafris v'melach. What's the Gemara's answering? Amar Brechia, Mahin Shalahon, Vehain Shalahon, Lo Shemina Miniklum. What was the question? What was the answer? I don't understand anything. What was the conversation? My Kadun. So this is what he was saying. Kiva Chenisra v'Eretz Yisrael, since once B'nai Eretz Yisrael was burned, says Rav Chaim Gadievsky, during Zman HaChorban, when the whole ground was on fire, then even the Mesim Rishayim in Eretz Yisrael got enough punishment through that fire. Not so let Midas Adin. They had Midas Adin, and then they would be Zochet to Tchias HaMesim. Even though Yeravam was one of those that might have lost the Olam Haba, according to some, and that's what the Rambam says, you could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu or as bad as Yeravam and Avot. Those are the two that are mentioned in Hilchos Shuvah. Interesting. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Sheva Shana Meshes, Eretz Yisrael Nisrafes, for 7 years, it was burning, and I guess the din was happening for 7 years for all of those Mesim. Hadu d'chsev, that's what the Pasuk says, in Daniel. V'higber bris l'rabim shavu echad. Kusim sheba maho ayosim. During this whole time, the Kusim that lived in Eretz Yisrael, what they eat if the whole ground was on fire? So matlios, the whole ground wasn't on fire for the whole straight 7 years. There were sections that were on fire, so they always planted stuff and things grew. And the sections that weren't on fire, heisenis refes, matlios heisenis refes, we take out the fire. Ksiv. Weiter, Viata Pashur. Now we get to a lot of many Sfarim in Tanakh today. Right now we get to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was a Navi. They threw him in jail. They threw him in quicksand. Yirmiyahu was the Navi of doom, so to speak. But he didn't have an easy life. So Pashur was one of the ones that were not nice to him. So Yirmiyahu says, he prophesizes, Viata Pashur v'chol Yoshev Esecha telcho b'shevi. You're all going to go into captivity. U'bavel tavo v'sham tamos v'sham tikaver. And you're going to go to Bavel, you're going to die there, you're going to be buried there. Rabbi Abba bar Zmina, Rabbi Chelber, V'cham bar Chanina, Chad Amar, Meisham v'nikbar sham. You're going to die there, you're going to be buried there. Yesh b'yado shtayim. Two bad things. Meisham v'nikbar nikmarkan, yesh b'yado achas. Right, if he would be buried here, that would only be one bad thing, right? But the punishment is that you'll die there and you'll be buried there, right? L'charana Amar, and the other one says Kfura Shebekan Mechaperes Al Misa Shelahen. Right? No. The Kfura, if they're buried here, that would be Mechaper. That would be Mechaper Al Misa Shelahen. The Mara Volta says Al Chet Shalom Mesu Ba'aretz. Venasu kilu meiskan gamkein. Right, so that's a line that seems to say that kvura in Eretz Yisrael is as if a person died in Eretz Yisrael. There's zechuyos there. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. This is a line. Now we're getting to a gemara that comes up in Sukkah in the Bavli in Nun Gimel. Ragloi debar nasha arvase. The legs of a person are his guarantors. Lamikmase kol hendu mispa. It will take him wherever he is needed. Ksiv. Meaning, this is the Gemara, this is a line of the Gemara, and again, it appears in Sukkah. You can't run away from destiny. When a person is supposed to, his end of days is there, 120, that's it. Ksiv Vayomar Hashem Yifates Achav, who's going to seduce Achav to come? V'yal v'yipol Baramas Gilad, because that's where he was going to die. V'yamas v'doch beso, v'yal v'lo tamon. So Gemara says, why does he have to let him die in his house? Why does he have to go to Ramas Gilad, and that's where he's going to be killed in battle? Obviously, Hashem has a plan that people are supposed to die in specific places, in spots, and you can't get out of that. So that's why this pasuk appears, who's going to seduce him, and the Gemara doesn't quote the end of the story here, right? The one who Achav killed himself, murdered, Navos was the one that came to help seduce Achav. But now the Gemara has a similar to what it has in Sukkah. Alichar v'achya train as kav tiri de Shlomo. Two secretaries of Shlomo. Chama malach mosa mistako bun v'charek b'shinui. Shlomo malach once saw the malach hamaves, so to speak, like licking his, baring his teeth and looking at these two secretaries. So in Sukkah Nun Gimel, it says that Shlomo HaMelech called the chief demon, the chief shade, and had the chief shade take these two people to Luz, the city where nobody ever died. And as they were going into Luz, they dropped dead. That's the story in Sukkah Nun Gimel. Here it's a different story. Shlomo HaMelech did it himself. Omar Milei V'Yavon B'Chalala. He said something, and he had them go into space. He had them fly in space. They're in the Chalal. And guess what? Azov and Asim and Tamah, the Malach HaMavis, went and took them from where they were and killed them there. Asa Koimle. And then Shlomo Melech the next day sees the Malach HaMavis, Gochich Lekivle. And he's smiling. Armaliyah, he shaita, visa ichruk b'shinayach, v'kadonach gochichlon. Yesterday you were upset, you were baring your teeth, and today you're smiling. So Armaliyah, Armaliyah Rahman, the yinsuf alicharaf achiyim and chalala. Yeah, because Hashem told me yesterday you could kill them, but they have to be killed from outer space. V'amris man yavli lein alohein dishtal chis misvinin. How am I going to get him there? I can only get him, take him from there. How am I going to get him there? V'yavolibech lemevit kein. And look what you thought to do. Thank you very much. Begid the nevich lichusi. You helped me out, Shlomo. Thank you very much. Also v'itfo bon min taman. Shlomo Melech quickly got them from where they were and took care of the kfura, but realized, so to speak, that he was bested. Gemara in Sukkah, same thing. He sees the Malach HaMavet the next day smiling. I had to get them to the doorway of Luz. I couldn't figure out how to get them there. Thank you very much. Right, that's the destiny of a person. Shrein Buri de Rav Ruben ben Bar is Terub Bilus, Tamudi de Rebbe. These two sons of Rav Ruben were students of Rebbe. Chama Malach Tamosa, Mistako Bom, the Charek Mishinui, same thing. Right, these Tanoim were on amazing levels. Rebbe saw that the Malach HaMavet was looking at them. Vamar, Niglino Ladroma, send him away to the south. Shemag ha-Golos mechaperes. Maybe Golos will be mechaper and prevent them from dying. Also, v'nasim in Tamon, but again, the Malach HaMavet took them from there. So we have to do our ishtavos. We have to do our ishtavos of protection, but, you know, ultimately, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula nechusa havei. Ula was nachus. He often went down to Bavel. Idmech Tamon, and he got ill there, and he was dying in Bavel, even though Ula was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Shari Bachi starts crying. Amrinle, Malach HaBachi, why are you crying? An maskin l'chal Eretz Yisrael, we're going to bury you in Israel. We're going to bury you in Eretz Yisrael. What are you upset about? Amar Lan. And then he says this line, wow. Umay hanayoli, ana movid margalasi go'ar misavsa. I'm going to lose my pearl. My pearl is my neshama. I'm going to lose my neshama in this tame place in Chutz La'aretz. Lo dome hapolta b'chek imo, lapolta b'chek nachriya. Right, it's not the same to lose something in the bosom of one's mother compared to the bosom of a strange woman. Eretz Yisrael is the mother of Bnei Yisrael, right? In this mashal, and therefore we want to be in our mother's arms. You know, when we give back our soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is one of the strongest lines about the description of Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael, a mother-child relationship. We'll have to stop there, but Hashem, we'll continue next time with Rebbe Meir.